This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to Machine Learning. Okay, I want to talk about Bayes networks and, again, go over the equation. P parameters given data equals P data given parameters times data divided by probability of parameters. So that's Bayes' equation. Now, one thing that's interesting is that the Bayesian network can learn over time. And the way it can do that is when you're setting up your Bayesian grid, you can feed the probability outcome of P, A given B, where B is the data. You can set that initial condition to be the probability outcome of the previous state. So what I was kind of excited about that fact is that the Bayesian network is capable of learning through a feedback loop. So similar to long short-term memory LSTMs, you have this component where the previous generation's probability can be fed into the network and become the initial conditions. And so those are, that's really helpful in terms of learning. And so in the case, when you're looking at it with a distribution, and looking at the probability density function as it's increasing in confidence, that you can see that that it learns from its previous generation. Now, I like that fact because LSTM seem to be better than recurrent networks because they can learn from the past, and they also sustain memory through the hidden state, and you have also a forget state where noise is reduced on the network, and then you have a transfer state where it's passing information from one neuron to the next. Now, it looks like that the Bayesian network does something similar to that, where your prior, in meaning your prior is usually set a default to one, it's uniform, and it usually sets to one, but you can set that to the previous probability. Now, it'd be interesting to see what kind of things that the Bayesian network was capable of, since it doesn't need lots of data to make its initial belief system about the world. Kind of like we don't need lots of information to make general decisions about the world. And as we get more information, we get more refined in the way we make our decisions. But it makes me ponder the possibility when we're talking about thinking machines is that you have to have cybernetics, which you need feedback into that machine so that it can learn. And so it has to be a continuous learning system, just like we are a continuous learning system. But it's going to learn different than we do. We learn by behavior, emotion, perception. That's not how a machine learns. A machine learns by probability. And so it's trying to make predictions about outcomes. And then based on its sampling of data, the data, its belief systems increase in confidence. So much like the way we do, if we have some level of predictability about things, our confidence goes up. Now, the difficult thing we have is in understanding the uncertainty levels. So maybe we have a higher tolerance for uncertainty, and that allows us to make more mistakes. But in the process of making more mistakes, we may make more discoveries. So we fail quickly and learn fast. And that allows us then to gather more data, get more experiences, improve our perceptions. That's how we do it as human beings. How a machine would learn is it would be given certain tasks, and it would be assigning those outcomes to certain levels of probability, and that would build a certainty function. Certainty, maybe threshold would be a better word. And based on that threshold, then we might conclude that the network is making accurate predictions. And then as human beings, we feel really good about it because as those predictions prove to be accurate, then that helps us gain either profitability or improve performance or reduce risk, and we choose to like those type of things. For example, if I were driving on the road and my Bayesian network was learning what different lines on the road mean, and then it was correctly interpreting those lines, preventing me from veering off the road or perhaps even running into a car in ahead of me because its network is learning what the proper stopping distance is and calculating the velocities and watching those changes and then making predictions about the car in front as it's watching changes in distance. So maybe it gets really good at preventing you from running into the car in front of you. Maybe it also gets very good at determining confidence of what is a road and what is not road. And so while it's driving, it keeps you centered on the road. And then that level of learning, as it does more driving, it gets better, and that improves our confidence in its ability to make predictions about what is a road and what is not a road. Things also could be things that are more dynamic, like let's say you have a person that's walking along the side of a road. It identifies that that's a person, and the probability is not to hit that person, so it thinks it tries to calculate different probable paths that might be more successful in not hitting that person. At the same time, it has to weigh out in its system not running into another car, the car in front of you, or the car, oncoming car. And so there is almost like a script-like language that's being generated as it's making different decisions and evaluating different thresholds in those decisions. So that's how a machine is going to make decisions. It's going to use rules, but the one thing I like about the Bayesian network is that the network is capable of learning from its previous prediction and probability, but as that data set changes and increases or different parameters are added and then combined, that you're going to have a better confidence as a result of the data and the parameters. And also the probability of previous successes. So that element of learning is exciting about the Bayesian network.